B-Pod Studios.
We're going to head to the Comcast Business Hotline. We're flying down to Orlando right now.
I know he's happy because I'm happy. You're happy. It's not bleeping rocket science.
No, it's not.
Hit the ball.
Anthony Gargano on the Comcast Business Hotline. Anthony, how are you today?
No, I'm delightful, man. I mean,
you're in Disney.
After some great news that will give us the Phillies back, it's a great move. And I'm going to tell you why exactly, besides just the obvious. That this is a move that just not to placate the fans, because Charlie's his own man and Charlie won't be leaned on by anybody else in the organization.
I said that earlier, and I said there's no way Charlie takes this job because you know Charlie very, very well. Charlie, when they say to him, "Hey, Skip, you want to be the hitting coach?" I guarantee you Charlie says, "If I take that job, that's my domain. Nobody's coming into my domain and telling me what to do. I handle it."
Yeah, listen, I mean, when he was a manager, I remember the times that he threw Ruben out. I remember the fight that he had with Dallas Green. And they almost went at it in the office. It's funny because Charlie is a really, affable man, as you well know. He's really fun to be around. But, he's very serious when it comes to the game. And
that's his passion.
But if he feels something's right, he's going to do it. If there's something's wrong, he's not going to do it for the sake of a job. I mean, the guy spent a lifetime, and at 75 years old, he doesn't need it, right? He loves the game, and he should be working the game. I'm thrilled. I think he's going to do wonders for them.
Now, Ann, I got to give you credit because we're going back to May here where you were pretty much saying, I don't really believe in this team. Right now, they're two games above 500, which sounds terrible, but they're also still just two games out of the wild card. Do things really change that much with Charlie stepping in with 44 games left in the season?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, again, it's tough to forecast because of rotation. I mean, rotation's got dramatic holes.
Yeah.
So my expectations are tempered, but what I feel good about is going forward, and not just this year, is that he's going to teach them correctly. And here's the thing. It's okay to hit first pitch, right? Like you were just talking about Harper.
Yeah.
And I understand about working the count, and there is something that to be said about working the count.
When you're facing a great pitcher, Ant, that's a good tactic to implement. When you're facing Jose Quintana tonight, you don't need to work counts.
Right. I mean, it all depends, again, on what they're giving you. What it tells you is that people know that you're going to try to work the count, so you're taking early in the count. So those are getting me over fastballs. So the reason why Harper is hitting almost 500 against it is that, you're seeing fastballs. So it all depends on when you see the fastball. Everything is based off of, and Charlie and I have had numerous discussions, like intense, deep discussions, because I learned so much about hitting from him. And, to dumb it down, it's just all about the fastball. And, you get yourself in a dead red count. I mean, that's why you look at the Phillies in 08, 09, and 10, and when they truly raked, it was because they were getting fastballs to feast on. It's only when they stopped and teams started junking them to death is when you saw a dip with Ryan Howard, you saw a dip with some of the guys, because teams were afraid to go fastball with them.
So with Charlie Manuel, now I don't know what the conversations were like between Charlie Manuel and Gabe Kapler before, because Charlie, he was part of the front office, but he wasn't with the team every single day. How is that conversation between Gabe and Charlie like? Does Gabe sit back and listen to Charlie at this point?
Well, listen, I think, I would hope that Gabe is smart enough to recognize the wisdom that Charlie brings.
Yeah, right? That's what I lockstep with you. I said that a little while ago. I said, I don't think Gabe can possibly be that dumb to ignore advice from Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't be dumb. He would be more stubborn, right? And I would think that he would understand that these teams on the slide and they're not performing well. He has his own job in the balance, whether it's this year or next year. And he wants to win. And I think Gabe knows Charlie well. I mean, he played, and Charlie's been around baseball forever. So I know, and I've talked to Charlie about Gabe, and I know that they've gotten along and they've known each other before. So you know, I would think to use him as a really, beyond just a hitting coach, as a guy that you can bounce stuff off him, almost as your bench coach, and the way, you know, Torrey used Zimmer and the Yankees, and, you know, they always had great wisdom guys.
Yeah.
I think Charlie is that, and you know, quite frankly, I'm half stunned, but I, you know, Andrew, you remember during, I guess this is a couple months ago, when I said how criminal it was to have Charlie in the organization without him playing a real part.
Right. Yeah.
And if you remember me saying exactly, why isn't he the hitting coach? I said, forget about the manager. You got a guy that knows hitting inside and out. Why isn't he the hitting coach?
Who's on your payroll too? Because he's still a part of the team.
You remember me saying that to you?
Hell yes.
And so I think it's a good move by the Phillies. I think they hear the outside. I think they think it's a twofold move. I think they think it'll quell the outside voices like us and mm-hmm. the fan base. And I think they realize how smart Charlie is as a baseball man. So it's a win-win.
Yeah. And how tight do you think Gabe Kapler's butt got this morning when he got the news? Because, look, if I'm Gabe and you've been one of the worst teams in baseball since the All-Star break and you're just not showing up offensively at all, you know, forget the pitching problems.
Yeah.
Offensively, it's just been abysmal. They're one of the worst in almost every category in baseball. Is he looking at Charlie Manuel like, oh, he could be the interim manager in 2 or 3 weeks if I don't get this righted? Or do you think it's strictly a hitting coach move?
Well, listen, I think it's kind of a hitting coach move. I don't think they're looking at Charlie as the manager.
Just as the interim, not as like a long-term answer or anything like that.
It's not their MO. Listen, I love, you know, I feel about Skip. So I think he's still a leader. And it's amazing because you can talk about age all you want and it's not a factor with him. You know, it's never been. He's a guy, I believe it's the most overrated thing. You have young guys that can't relate to other young guys. You have old guys that can relate to younger guys, and he's just one of those people that has the ability to get along with all ages and teach to all ages without it seeming being like a lesson. That all said, I mean, if I'm Gabe Kapler, I got to expect that my job is hanging in the balance, no matter what Klentak or McPhail says, just because it's another slide, right?
Yeah. I just read that Nightingale article last week, and like it convinced me that Gabe was going to be back no matter what, you know, because it seemed like Philly's propaganda, honestly, that article.
It definitely was Philly's propaganda.
Yeah, so for the first time since that article, I kind of got the feeling of, oh, maybe they would consider moving on from Gabe.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
Yeah, I think, you know, two things. I think they don't want to get rid of Gabe. I think if the thing's an unmitigated disaster and they finish fourth and it's like and they're under 500, they almost don't have a choice, right? Because the fan base will have no faith going forward. So this is kind of a throw. I think this is more throw Gabe a lifeline by giving him a real hitting coach. And it also shows that they're not going to tinker as much as they did with Maley, but, you know, in their organizational philosophy, right?
Right.
So I think all that is, here you go, Gabe. Here's a lifeline. Hopefully this will work, and we don't have to move on from you.
All right, last one for you, Ant, before we let you get back to Mickey and taking a selfie, because Jamie's still asking for that
dying
selfie with you and Mickey Mouse, so make sure you have that coming our way.
I don't think we're
going to
get it, Andrew. I
hope we do, but last one for you, Ant. Who do you think made this decision? There's no. I can't believe Matt Klentak made this decision. This has to be from John Middleton, right?
You know what? It's a great question.
My gut says Middleton also.
I tried to like get an answer, but you know, I think it could have been suggested, but I think it was a McPhail move.
McPhail?
I do. I think it was.
Is that because he got a certain call?
I think it was McPhail Klentak. No, I think he. Listen. Say what you want about him, and it gets on my nerves when he's not out there and the whole thing. but he's not dumb. And I think he looked at it and said, you know, we got this asset. We know the fit. Like, they hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listen, they understand, like, that the fan base is extremely upset and extremely disappointed.
So, I would use the word embarrassed, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, look, it was a bad trip, another bad trip. They're incapable of putting together streaks. We talked about it yesterday, right, that 4 games is their longest win streak. Now, a lot of that has to do with the pitching, and, you know, God love them, but the skips can't help their rotation. That said, you know, who knows? Maybe get those bats alive and kind of carry a little bit and get some ease. Because, like, you looked at Aaron Nola, and, like, to me, on Thursday night, he was trying to be perfect.
Right.
There's like no room for mistakes. And so I think ultimately it was a McPhail-Klentak thing. I think John probably, I know he loves it, but I think it still was a McPhail-Klentak move.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if Middleton just said, come on guys, like, what the hell are you doing here? There needs to be a sacrificial lamb.
He's not happy. I know he's not happy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this was a McPhail-Klentak move to give Gabe a lifeboat.
Interesting.
A life preserver.
I hadn't thought about that angle, yeah.
Yeah, I really believe, because they don't want to move. If they move on from Gabe, that's one, now all of a sudden, the bullseye squarely on them.
Yeah.
You just moved away from another manager. So, like, in sports, you know how it works. You need buffers, Senator,
yep.
Right? You need a buffer. And, you know, the manager is the GM and president's buffer. And so the minute you remove him, put two behind his ear, now you're the one that's on the, it has,
yeah, you're next.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you better turn it around. And I think this move, and I think they realize, like, wow, we could maybe we help out. Maybe, you know, Charlie can jumpstart this offense. You know, I'm telling you right now, he and Harper are really close. They're really, really close.
Interesting.
They have worked together. I'm told that they love, like, Harper loves Charlie.
So that .453 batting average on the first pitch can only go up from here, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to love having Charlie with them. And, like, no matter how great you are as a player, particularly, like, as a hitter, you still need that guy that you can lean on.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, cause I've seen even the best hitters, Bob, you name it. Who have your kidding coach, and, like, he's the guy that you kind of, you know, you lean on when you scuffle, and or even when you're doing well. So I think Harper is going to love it. I think this is a really, really strong move for them.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Hey, man, enjoy the rest of your time off, and we'll see you back here in good old Ballykinwood next week. All right.
Sounds great, boys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.